Welcome to the podcast, Uncut, where the only thing we edit is if you swear.
Cut you off.
You cut me off. You want to try it again?
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, Uncut, where the only thing we cut
swear
is...
words.
No! Too early. One more time.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast, Uncut, where the only thing we cut is...
swear words.
I have... Jackson.
Here with me today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we the same person?
Yeah. No, I was just ending what, like, it's the sentence you were starting.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, roll the intro.
Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do. All right, man. How have you been?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm all right. We just put up another episode.
You did.
Today.
I was in that episode.
You were in that episode. Mm-hmm.
Another episode.
You are. You're basically my co-host.
Pretty much, now.
Are you?
You just keep asking me to join, and I just keep saying yes.
Are you my co-host?
I don't know yet.
To we'll be see. Continued.
I don't know. I'm going off to college, so I after August, I can't.
Yeah. I'm also going off to college. But you do have a computer.
I do have a computer. Pretty nice
so
computer, too.
We could just do what me and Dometric did.
Yeah, we could.
Online.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't actually think about that.
Yeah.
This changes a couple of things.
This
for me.
Changes a couple of things for me. So, talking about all that, how is being graduated going for you?
Really good.
Yeah, you like it?
Mm-hmm. I like being able to work instead of just being in school all day and, like, actually work. I guess it's not full-time yet, but, like, more than I would normally.
Yeah.
And I guess not having to be around people that I was around for 9 months. I don't know. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. It definitely hit me differently after like a couple months. I was like, dang, I actually kind of am going to miss high school.
Yeah.
I burped. I always wanted to restart when I like
go
what I
again?
Right, well, when I went to no even like I don't know. Like everybody I knew has been to so many different schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck in one school district my entire life. Mm. My entire life.
Yeah, the same exact thing.
Same exact thing. Yeah. So I always, the second I walked into freshman year, I was like, I want to restart. Like, I want to reinvent myself.
Oh, totally. No, that's what I'm going to do. Are you talking about for college?
Like freshman no, year? Freshman, oh, freshman year of high school.
Oh.
I was like, I want to change schools. I want to, so
right.
Leaving high school, I was like, oh, finally, I get a restart. You know, I get to freshen up. I get a restart. And I don't know, like 4 months after I graduated, or not even, 2 months maybe after I graduated, I was like, I'm really going to miss high school. Like, I'm going to miss my school district.
See, it hasn't really hit me yet.
Yeah.
I've only been graduated for like a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
So it hasn't actually fully hit me yet. I feel like it probably will soon. Towards, like, the middle to the end of the summer.
I think so,
and then,
too.
And, like, once I start, like, getting ready to move out, and then it's going to be like, wow, I'm actually doing this, you
Yeah, because you're going all the way out to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Like, 30-hour drive from here.
Jeez. You're driving?
Yeah, driving.
Jeez.
Bring my own car, too, so.
Are you allowed to have cars on campus there?
Yeah, I...
As a freshman?
Yeah. I already bought my, parking permit.
Oh,
yeah, because they have a parking garage right by my apartment.
Nice.
So, mm-hmm, so I barely have to walk that far.
Is it an apartment or a...
It's an apartment.
Really? You have an mm-hmm. apartment as a freshman?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's not a...
What?
It's not like a...
Upperclassman thing?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm moving into an apartment now, but we had an actual dorm room. Like a whole dorm
yeah, but you
thing
had your
for only
room.
Freshmen. Yeah, but it was a dorm... It was like a dorm. It was a dorm.
Yeah.
It was an apartment.
Mine is, I guess, kind of like yours, but I have a living room. Like, when you first walk into the room, like, there's only one door to
right.
get in there, right?
But
and you walk right into the living room.
There's a difference. Is it a dorm or is it an apartment?
Well, you consider your dorms that you were in this past year a dorm,
yes,
right?
They are.
But at GCU, that's pretty much the same thing that you had, but they consider it an apartment.
Even though there's multiple, the multiple rooms in one floor.
What do you mean in one floor?
Like, on one floor, there's multiple dorm rooms.
Yeah.
That's a dorm.
they consider it apartment.
Right.
Because they have, because in their, they consider it apartments because I have my own room and I only share a bathroom with one other person.
Right. That was what
it's
I
like
had
a
too.
Full on bathroom.
Yeah. That's what I had too.
So they at GCU, they consider that apartments, and then they have dorms, which you have a bunk bed. So you would have a bed on the bottom and on top, and then those two would share a room together, and then you'd have another two people sharing a room on the other side, and that's
okay.
What they consider a dorm. So that's why mine's an apartment, because I have my own room. So that's just what they consider.
Okay, yeah, because like I'll be in an actual apartment. Like I walk one floor, two floors, and I open up the door, and it's just mine on that
on
one
that
balcony.
Floor?
Yeah,
nice.
There's like two or one on the floor.
Nice.
That's an apartment.
That's probably expensive.
It's actually cheaper than the dorm room.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, because you don't have to have a meal plan, probably.
Yep. I do get the meal plan. I get 5 meals a week.
Oh, okay.
But it's still about...
Oh, you guys do it by how many meals, like, you have per day?
No, a week.
A week?
Yeah, so, like, when I was in the freshman dorms, I had unlimited. Mm. I was down there 4 or 5 times a day. Now I get 5 times a week.
So you're probably once throughout the
school
week.
Which is fine because I'll cook my own food. I don't mind doing that.
That's all right. They do it like they have like dining. They call it dining dollars.
Yeah,
and
that's what it
find
is
it on their website. Whatever dining dollars, and I picked the cheaper one that I could do because apartment I can get my own groceries and make my own food. So I don't.
Oh, you have a full kitchen?
Yeah.
Like with a stove and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is an apartment.
Yeah, and a fridge and everything.
Yeah, well, we had a fridge, but we didn't have like a stove.
Oh yeah, no, we have a stove.
Oh yeah, we call it. It's dining dollars. That's what every like almost all.
Yeah, so I guess it's an apartment.
Yeah, it's an apartment.
Kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah. So all I guess I can't say that because there's a dorm at our place that has a full kitchen.
Hmm.
So
I guess
I don't
it
know.
Just varies on colleges,
it's,
I guess.
Really, it's all the same.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, it's all the same.
Yeah. I'm in the more expensive one, though, obviously, because I have my own room.
Yeah.
But the other ones they have, you have to share a room with somebody.
Yeah. We actually, my new apartment that I'm going into in a few months... we have our own bathrooms inside of our rooms.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have your own bathroom for yourself?
Full bathroom.
That's so awesome.
And it's inside of our room, so we walk in our room. Excuse me. And then when we walk in our room, we go to like the right or the left, and there's another door to our bathroom. Nice. And then we get a full-size closet. So instead of just a square cutout in our room, we actually get a closet with doors.
Nice.
Yeah. It's good. And it's cheaper.
Yeah. What's nice about... Excuse me. I keep burping too. What's nice about ours is that I picked the more expensive apartment, but that allowed me to pick a cheaper meal plan. And with people who are in a dorm, they don't have their own kitchen, so they have to eat out all the time. So they have to pick a higher meal plan. So it ends up being the same either way, like the same price. So might as well get the better room.
So you're not in the ones with the diner and with the diner inside of it. You can't just walk. You have to walk like across campus or something to get to the diner.
That's confused. I'm not sure because I don't. I'm in. An apartment, like, I'm in the Cactus Apartments.
Right.
So, it's like an apartment, like, complex. Like, there's 4 of them situated there. And I think one of them has a Chick-fil-A in it.
What?
Yeah, I know. On the first floor.
You have a Chick-fil-A inside your apartment building?
Yeah, I think so. In one of them, yeah.
Dude, what the heck?
I don't know about the other ones. That's why I wasn't sure. Like, if I was going to go get, like, because they have a Panda Express on campus as well.
What the heck?
Yeah. So if I wanted to go get Panda Express, I'd have to walk to go there, but it would still be on campus.
So you're an on-campus apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting an off-campus apartment.
Okay.
You have a what inside your apartment?
Not in my apartment, in the apartment building.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the first floor, I think there's a Chick-fil-A in one of them.
Dude, what the heck?
I don't even have to leave if it's in my apartment building. I'm not sure which one it is because when I toured there was one in an apartment building, but I'm not sure. I don't remember which one it was.
You don't know if it was yours or...
Or if it was just some random one.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Isn't that awesome, though?
That's insane.
No, and there's a Panda Express. Like, they have... they have this road called Lopes Lane. And mm-hmm. that road is actually called Lopes Lane because it's like, whatever. And on Lopes Lane, there's Panda Express, Chick-fil-A, Subway, and a whole bunch of different.
You lost me at Subway. Food. Subway's not that good.
Shut up.
Jimmy John's is better.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Okay. Actually. Yeah. I'd agree with you.
And Boardwalk.
What?
Boardwalk.
I don't know.
Have you ever had.
I like Jimmy John's.
Have you ever had the Boardwalk. The Boardwalk sub where they. Where they like grill it upside down and then they put seasoning on it?
No.
Dude. So what they do is. Now. Fact check me if I'm wrong.
Better fact check.
I'm pretty sure I've only been to Boardwalk once because it's super expensive. But. What they do is they actually. You good?
Yep.
Burping?
Yep.
Panda Express is getting us.
Yeah, we had Panda Express tonight, and it's messing
it's
us up.
It's killing our stomachs. We're still going to push through for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I think. Okay, so they take the sub bun, and they put it upside down, and they grill it. Like, they have a little press that they grill.
Like the
bottom's on the top, and the top is on the bottom. And they grill it, and they press it. And they put a bunch of seasonings on it. And then they put it on your sandwich upside down.
Oh.
So it's flat and flat.
So, like, the actual part that's supposed to go, like, on the bottom of the sandwich is now, it's, like,
flat. Yes, and it's completely flat, and it's so good.
So, like, the inside's crunchy.
Yes. No, the inside's soft. But the outside's crunchy.
But
they flip it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's inside's still soft.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, sorry, because, like, when you have a sandwich like that and they, like, do the outside, the outside is crunchy because, like, the shell
right.
against it.
Yeah.
But they put the shell on the inside of the sandwich.
Yes. I'm pretty sure. I'm
fact
90% sure. You can fact check me. I've only been there once. I do know they like, grill it or something or press it, and it's...
Oh, press,
and it's
yeah.
so good.
I think I've had one of those.
It's so good.
Where they press it on, like, that...
They press
thing?
It,
yeah.
and it gets just... It's not too much thinner, but it's a little thinner.
I don't know what
thinner.
The machine's called, but...
And they put a bunch of seasonings on it, and it is so good. And I don't like a lot of seasoning on my breads. But this is good.
Breads.
On my breads.
We're way off track.
We are.
But it's okay.
All right, let's get back on track. What are your plans after college?
After college?
Yes, you aren't even in college, and I'm asking, do you have any plans?
After college?
Do you have any plans whatsoever for after college?
I guess I've been thinking about possibly if I loved being in Arizona so much that I would just move and stay in Arizona. Like, if there's a job opportunity,
yeah.
then I would probably stay down there. So I could, like, start up well, like, get on my feet almost, apartment, I don't know. Otherwise, if there's no other opportunities there and I don't really like it that much, I'll probably just move back.
Valid. I
it's
know
really all I have.
I know, like, with my school, they offer, like, I forget what it was, like, 90% job. Like, you get,
guaranteed.
Like, yeah, like, you're gonna get a job. Like, 90% of the people get a job that go through Davenport.
Yeah,
so
sorry, I'm cutting you off. Grand Canyon's pretty good with that, too. So, that's one of the reasons I chose to go there, is because they have a very good, not like success rate, but like opportunity to get a job after, after you get your degree. So, yeah, but you can keep going. Sorry. He just farted. For all of you who didn't hear that.
It was a squeaker.
It was a squeaker. I don't know if they caught it on our mics,
though. Hope not.
It was juicy.
It wasn't juicy.
No,
it was a squeak. Anyways. So if you go through, like, a program through Davenport, it's like you have a 90% chance of them offering you a position.
Wow.
Yeah, I won't do it.
You wouldn't
do it? I don't think I'm going to do it. Because I'm not going to be in Michigan.
Yeah, you're moving away,
aren't
you?
I'm leaving, yeah.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So what are... Oh my goodness, I keep burping.
You're good.
Panda Express. So what are your plans then?
Well, I'm not too sure. Everything's kind of still up in the air. I know that I want to start... Oh my gosh.
I know.
Burpee episode here.
Sorry, folks.
Last time we eat Panda Express before we do a podcast.
I'm gonna sneeze, bro.
Kleenex?
Yes. I can't sneeze. Okay,
don't sneeze in my mic.
I won't.
Okay. So, Yes. So moving out of Michigan. So I'm going to leave Michigan. I'm probably going to start up at the top right of the United States. So maybe like...
So like Maine?
Yeah. Or...
New York?
New York or just right outside of New York.
You should go to Jersey.
Jersey?
Yeah.
New Jersey?
New Jersey.
I'll probably be... So I'll probably
be... come for us who are from
New
there.
Jersey. So I'll probably be right on the edge of New York and into New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And then I'll probably have a job inside of New York if that's where we go. Or where I go. And then I'm going to make my way down. So probably down towards South Carolina.
Oh, Carolina.
Yeah.
Like Florida, Georgia.
I probably won't go all the way down to Florida, but I'll go, you know, Georgia, Tennessee, live in those places for a couple years. I don't plan on really staying anywhere.
Kind of like floating around.
Until I have a family. I don't plan on staying anywhere.
Like settling down. You're not going to settle down until you have a family.
Maybe like a year, year and a half. I might even come back. I've always.
See, I kind of like that plan too because I've always wanted to travel as well. And I haven't been to a whole lot of states.
I haven't been to any.
You've been to any besides Michigan?
I've been to Indianapolis.
You've been to Florida, haven't
Chicago,
you?
Chicago, I have not. My parents went without me. I had college.
That's crazy.
They went without me 3 times.
That's crazy.
You know, I haven't even been to the UP.
I've never been to the UP either.
Yeah.
But
can you stop sniffing the mic? Oh my gosh, dude.
No, you're asking me to. No, I've been to Arizona, been to Florida, been to Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin.
So you've been around.
I've been around, yeah, quite a bit.
But
I also drove to Florida. So like the states that I drove through, would you
that
count
counts.
As me going? Okay, yeah, so I've been through the states.
Because you've
that
been
I drove.
To them.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
I've been to Michigan. Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. And the farthest I've gone in Michigan is probably Traverse City. Nope, I've gone farther.
But not the UP.
I've gone here.
They can't see that. There you go. Detroit?
Did you just call this Detroit?
Yeah, because that's where, because if you're holding your hand like this, that's Detroit.
Okay,
right
here. Right here. Right on the bay.
Yeah, Detroit.
No. Detroit is not on the bay, brother.
It's right... But isn't that where it connects to Canada?
You think that's Detroit?
Okay, what is it then?
Grab your phone.
What is it?
Look it up. Look it up.
I promise you it's Detroit.
I'm going to look this fucking guy, man.
No, look it right here. Oh, up here.
Boom.
My bad.
Bay City. I've been towards Bay City, which is like a 4-hour drive.
Okay, but I was right that Detroit connects is right by Canada. But I didn't know it was,
right.
I'd have thought it was lower than that.
Way lower.
Yeah.
Way lower.
At least I'm not going for history, guys, or
that's
geography.
That's a good thing. Let me swipe back up and... Okay. Anyways, I've been to close around Bay City. Been up to Traverse City. Not any farther up than Traverse City. And then I've been down to... I've been to Indianapolis. I've been to Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. No, we're going to go to Canada this summer.
We are going to go to Canada.
We are.
We got to get our enhanced license.
We sure do.
It's like a 4-hour drive. A little less.
Oh, really?
A little less.
That's not that bad at all.
No, it's really not. It's honestly, it's probably more towards a 3-hour mark.
Nice.
We got to figure out a car.
Well, yeah, because from here, Detroit is around like 3.5. So
yeah.
If we just take a little bit longer, it's right over.
We won't even touch Detroit.
Really?
Probably not, no.
Oh.
I bet we'll go, because I don't think.
Well,
speaking.
Tricky. Yeah.
No, because we can get around it.
We'll discuss it later.
Yeah, anyways.
We'll discuss details later.
Okay. So that's our plans after college. Now let's dip into a little bit of our favorite game that we played last podcast that we said we were going to get a three out of three on this one. You remember that?
Oh, is it the where you say the one that we made up?
No, the one that we say we have to say the same words.
Same. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Where we go 3-2-1 and then we say the same thing.
Yep. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
I'm ready.
3-2-1 golf.
Light.
Light golf.
Light
I
golf.
Have no idea.
I have no idea either.
You do O every time, we never get it.
Okay.
Hold up.
Oh, wait, but you can't say the word that you just said, kid.
Right.
Shoot.
Bro was just going to say light again.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I always say O, but I have... That's like me, like, having a epiphany.
A light bulb moment?
A light bulb moment, yeah.
All right. I just unscrewed the wrong thing on my mic. I want to put my microphone down a little bit.
Such a weirdo.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Go down. It's all the way
down.
That's
the wrong one. It's this one.
No, that's for this.
Oh.
I don't think it goes down anymore.
I just tilted mine down.
I'll just tilt it straight. Yeah, there we go. All right. So we had light and golf. Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Simulator. Morning.
See, that was a good one.
It was good. I said morning because so a lot.
Dude,
of,
what?
Dude, a lot of people golf in the morning.
Okay, that's true.
Light out.
So morning and simulator.
Morning and simulator. Like morning or morning a person.
I thought you meant like good morning.
I did.
Yeah. Morning and simulator.
Morning or morning.
What?
How do we go from morning and simulator?
I don't know. I have to think, bro. All
right, I'm ready.
How do you have one?
I'm just going to throw a word out there. If you want me to be honest.
Okay.
I have nothing to go off of.
I'll just throw something random.
I have nothing to go off of morning and simulator. I'm just going to keep it like with the golf kind of vibe going.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Club. Oh my gosh, dude. No way.
Why are we? That
That's
was so crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's so close. So we have golf and ball. Or, I mean,
like club and ball.
Club and ball. I got one. I got it. I got it.
Sure, I got one too.
You better say this, dude.
Okay.
This is a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
I'm probably not going to say it then.
Club and ball. Club and ball. Think about it.
Club and ball?
A golf club and a ball.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You have one?
Yeah.
This should be a no-brainer.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, swing. Bag. Jackson! What do you put a golf?
Swing with a golf?
You do swing with a golf club.
A ball.
But you put your clubs and your balls in your bag.
Dude, we're like
we're so
the same
close.
Thing. Okay, so it's.
We got bag and swing.
Bag and swing. I'm just going to throw something random out there then.
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't got nothing? I got one.
So we're at bag and swing.
Yeah.
Bag and swing.
Bag and swing. Just stay. Right. Just stay. I'm just going to just stay at the golf idea.
That's what I'm.
Okay.
The issue is I'm trying.
Yeah. I feel like we're kind of cheating by telling each other that, but it doesn't
bag
matter.
And swing.
We make up our own rules.
We do. This is our podcast.
I know, exactly.
It is our podcast?
Possibly.
Oh, I'm going to have to have you sign a contract.
And you might have to pay me.
I haven't gotten paid yet, so.
Oh,
you get paid when I get paid, brother.
Oof. Help him out, guys.
Help me out. Pay me. My,
Can you come up with a word?
My Venmo's. Never mind. swing and bag. 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 All right. I don't have anything.
Just think, what do you use out of the golf bag to swing?
I already said club. All right. Fuck it. Let's go.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Driver.
Let's go.
Dude, let's that's go. One for we're one. Crazy. We got two more to go. Let's try
we
to
didn't
make
say club.
Faster.
We just said a type.
That's true.
It's
we
not
said
actually the word club.
We did say club. Okay. You want to count down on the second one? We got a whole new one. No.
Yep. I'm just going to completely.
No words are out. So we were on golf like a lot last time. Maybe try to stay away from golf.
Yeah, try and stay away from golf.
Because that happened in the last episode too.
No, I know.
We love golf.
Yeah, I know. We just golfed today.
We golfed last episode too, right before.
We sure did, yep. Love golf. Anyway,
so much fun.
I need to think of a word.
284 driver. Okay.
284 what? Oh, shut up.
284 drive.
I was so close to 250. I was at 247.
But you smoked. We both smoked our. Remember when we did the pitching wedge?
Yep.
You were like, oh yeah, I'm like 100.
And then we both hit it like 150 with
yeah,
our pitching wedge.
You hit it 150, I hit it like 132. And you were like, oh, I'm like 100 down. I'm just going to hit it with my pitching wedge.
Smokes it way past the green.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I got one. I can count us down.
I got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Box.
Roof. I honestly thought we were going to say
Did you say roof?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Roof and box. Dude, I have no idea.
Okay, I got one.
Oh, I got one.
Okay. Don't say oh.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Room.
Storage.
Oh,
shoot.
Storage, we had the right idea.
We had the right idea.
No, that was good. Storage and room. Room and storage.
Room and storage.
Room and storage.
Storage room.
We got it.
Storage room.
Still raining?
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
I kind of like the rain.
Sounds nice.
3, 2.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding.
Storage all right, room. Storage and room. Alright, I'm just going to throw a word out there because I don't know.
I think I got something. I'm just going to throw something out random too.
Oh, you count us down.
3, 2, 1.
Cardboard.
Safe. Because you store
yeah,
stuff in a box, you know?
I just thought safe because you keep things safe in a storage.
We had the same idea. Again, just different material.
So, cardboard and safe. Oh my gosh, dude. I got it.
Cardboard and safe. Cardboard.
I guess I'm still going off the whole storage thing.
Yeah.
I
got it. What goes with cardboard and storage? safe.
All right. Cardboard and safe.
Okay, I'm just going to throw something random out.
Me too.
3, 2, 1.
Combination. Lock. Oh, my combination.
Bro.
Combination lock. That's a thing.
I know.
Dude. Combination and lock. It's basically the same thing.
I think we just throw them together and it's the one thing.
Combination lock.
No,
3, 2, 1, combination lock.
3, 2, 1.
All right. Oh. We got combination and lock. Combination and lock. Okay. I think I got it.
I got one, too.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Password.
Key.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Are you serious?
It's like we both had a good idea. Like
we have it.
Get into it and then key.
We have it. We are
so
right there.
So what's password and key then?
Password and key. We just go off of that.
Yeah.
I think I have it.
I think I have it too. 3, 2, 1.
Face ID. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Face ID. We're so dumb.
Okay, we should have this. Face ID and phone.
Okay.
I'm thinking of what came before Face ID.
Yeah, that's me
okay.
thinking too.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Fingerprint.
Password.
I already said password.
No, you didn't. You said key.
You said key. I said password.
But you said passcode.
Oh. Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really remember. Actually. Just trying to justify myself.
Screw it, whatever.
Okay, I'm going to say Touch ID.
So we have fingerprint.
Our fingerprint.
Touch ID, same thing.
Yeah.
We got fingerprint and password, even though I'm pretty sure I already said that. Fingerprint and password.
Okay.
What the heck?
Fingerprint and password.
Fingerprint and password.
3, 2.
Whoa. I didn't say I had
ready,
it yet, brother.
It not ready.
Dude,
fingerprint
I just
and
said
password.
It. What do you mean you just said it? Oh,
but like
but
we haven't used it.
We haven't used it. Yeah. Go.
3, 2, 1.
Touch ID. All right. 2 for 2. 2 for 2. 2 for 2. All right. Let's try to make this one the fastest one.
Let's really zone in. Zone in.
Right, we're gonna stare each other in the eyes while we do this entire one.
3, 2, 1.
Ear.
Eyes.
Oh my gosh.
We're so awesome.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Nose.
Oh,
let's go!
Let's go! Dude, we knew it. We're so awesome.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
The funny thing is, if you're not watching the video version, that's going to sound very rough. So if you have a parent by...
Turn your volume down.
Yeah. We'll disclaimer
wear earbuds.
We'll disclaimer it after we did it.
After the fact, yeah.
Because that's the way to always do it.
Exactly.
Did you know the last podcast was actually put out as explicit?
Really?
Because I didn't. Because there were so many swear words.
Oh.
That I didn't want to just keep bleeping everything out. Like, the entire episode I didn't want to hear is three words bleep. Three words bleep.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've got, like, the H word.
So you didn't bleep them all out? I thought this was uncut.
It is uncut. And we do bleep out swear words. But not every time.
Nah.
When it's 1 a.m., the episode needs to get out because it's been waiting a week.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just want it to be done. So I was like, whatever, I don't care. As long as I get the big ones like the F word and the B word and all that out of there, we're good. So there's a couple S words. There's a couple H words. There's a couple words in there. But it is under explicit on all platforms. So I should not get in trouble.
Yeah, you should.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's under explicit. It's got an E on it in Spotify. So.
Wow.
Cool. So there was something that just happened. Now, we're not a political podcast.
And I know exactly what you're going to say.
It's in the notes.
Because it's in the notes.
And you know what's going down right now.
Even if I didn't see the notes, I know exactly what's going on right now. Because it's like everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Now, we're not going to say where we stand.
No, just like bring up the fact that it happened.
But if you guys are living under a rock, again, disclaimer, this is not a political podcast. So if you do not like politics.
And we do not try to be politically inclined to
right.
either
we are
side
not,
while
we
talking
are not
on
politically
podcasts.
Inclined. We are not.
No, try not to be.
Yeah, we are not, you know, political figures.
Well, obviously, I have my own preference, but
right,
I'm not going
has
to. Yeah.
But that is none of your guys' business.
Nope.
So we're going to stay right in the middle for you guys. We're not going to say which way we're leaning. And we're just going to keep it to you straight. So, again, one more time. If you do not like politics, you cannot stand it.
Just don't watch this part.
Just skip ahead about 30 seconds.
Yep.
To a minute. Because it's not going to be a long conversation. Trump got convicted.
I think it was 34
felonies.
Yes.
Felony charges.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And what I
and it was I th- it was momentous because he was the first president or ex-president or whatever.
Yes.
To get convicted of a felony.
And that's a lot of felonies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of felonies. Yep.
That's what was the minimum sentence? 4 years.
For all of them?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 4 years.
But I think they're trying. I think he's probably, like, obviously trying to stay in the middle of it. I think he's going to try and pay off or, like,
right.
have some sort of appeal.
Right. Well, I mean, if he.
If he can.
If he gets into. If he becomes president. If he can become president, which he can. Come on.
Yep.
Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to say, nope, he cannot become president? Biden automatically wins. Like that can't happen.
And based on what other people are saying, like I've watched other people and this is what they're saying. Okay.
Right.
This is what just they have to say. They say that it's a somewhat of a political strategy, but also like trying to get him to fess up to what he
right.
like, actually did. So it's like part of justice, part political strategy.
See, I think justice always needs to be served, no matter how late it is. Or how, you know, if it's right after, or if it's 4 years after, if it's 10 years after, whatever. I think the timing is very convenient.
It's
very convenient for Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone could agree that, like, just the timing of it is very...
It's perfectly timed.
It's perfect.
It's very convenient. And I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist. We'll get into conspiracy theories. We will, because I will talk about them.
I'll talk about them, too.
I like it, yeah. Next episode?
Sure,
conspiracy
do it.
Theories,
okay.
Next episode. So, I'm not, I am a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. And basically what I've been reading up on and seeing, other than what we think, is that it's convenient.
It's convenient.
It's placed.
It's too convenient.
Now,
yeah.
I'm not leaning towards any way. Honestly, if you want me to be completely honest, this next election is so fucked.
Yeah, you're going to have to bleep that out, but yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who wins, it's going to be a mess.
And it's hard for us, because I think this is both our first one that we can vote on.
It is.
Like, we can, we're both voting for the first time on this one.
And it's messy.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't know who, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea. Like, before, I was like, oh, I know exactly who I'm voting for.
Right.
And then this year, I'm like, I have no idea.
No clue.
No idea.
Because there's so much to it and so much into the lore of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I just, I want what's best for America. But the issue is,
and what candidate is going to say stuff that they're going to do and like, that's good. Like, I want them to do that.
Right.
And who's actually going to come through and actually do it with during their presidency.
That's another issue with presidents that I have is they're all liars.
Mm-hmm. And they all don't, of them. They don't do what they're saying they're going to do.
Did you know that the best speech and like the person who promised the most stuff did a mass genocide?
Really?
Who do you think that is?
I don't know.
Who did a giant genocide? World War II.
Why can I not think of his name? Roosevelt.
Bro. Did he do a genocide?
No, but... Am I just stupid?
A little bit. Think of, like, concentration camps.
I'm so bad at history. I literally took AP US history, and I still don't know this answer.
Mustache?
Yeah, I know exactly who, and I know I can picture his face too because I've seen pictures of
him. I don't know if we can say his name.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
I don't know if we'll get.
Yeah, don't say his name.
Okay, so we're not going to say his name.
I know exactly who you're talking about now.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking
about. I don't know if we can say
his name. I was way not thinking what you were thinking until you just did that.
To keep the clean viewing on this, we're not going to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably bleep out the G word that I said.
Yep. Probably should.
Yeah. But the G word ends in side, just so you know. Yeah. So everybody who knows. He promised the most stuff. He promised the most stuff and the best stuff. And that's how he got, you know, that's how he got to where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up
doing,
you know, all that bad stuff. So that's one, like, I don't know. The issue is everybody lies nowadays.
Well, obviously, why do you think Trump's in this mess? It's probably because,
well, one of them had to lie.
One of them had to.
Now, I'm not saying. Now, don't get us wrong. We're not saying that Trump is innocent, and we're not saying he's guilty. We do not have a side in this, guys. What we're saying is that we think that somebody at one point and or is still lying.
Will have to be.
They have to be.
Have to be.
Because Trump thinks he's innocent and everybody else, obviously 34 felonies, think he's lying. The judges gave him 34 felonies. He
just
got
like,
accused.
I feel bad for the jury. Like, imagine being on the jury for that case. And like,
that's exciting.
I would not want to do that.
See,
I would not.
That's
like
one
that.
Thing. Jury duty sucks. But if it's good jury duty, like a Trump case or like a murder case.
Yeah, that's true.
But if I can get sentenced
being a jury member for an ex-president, for like a former president of the United States.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's crazy.
A billionaire.
Yeah. But then you're like setting a precedent for other cases that could come through.
Yeah.
Potentially.
All I'm saying is that jury duty is boring until you get to the state level. Because I haven't been sentenced to jury duty yet, which is crazy. I'm very happy about that. But if I ever get sentenced to jury duty, I really hope it's state jury duty. Sneeze. Bless you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Did you say me?
What?
What'd
I
you
said
say?
I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah, but what'd you say after you sneezed?
I said thank you.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought you said sneeze me.
Excuse me.
Sneeze me. All right. Now it's done with the political points. Thank you guys for listening. If you stayed tuned to the political end of it, if you didn't, welcome
or
back.
Just like, I guess you could call like the big events going on. Like the
it really, it's not political.
Events. No.
Well, it's just. It is, but it's. Our point is not political.
No, and you could say, like, we're just telling you, people what actually is going on.
Yeah.
And that's just the news that, like, people, everybody knows, but we're not making it political.
Right.
But it's about
politics. I know we're a little over and we always run over time.
Mm. Always run over.
We're about 10 minutes over right now. But I have to bring up one more thing before we end this podcast. Mm. This reminded me because I just heard about it not too long ago. I heard about it a long time ago. It happened about a year ago in 2023.
Okay.
But I just saw it again on...
Sorry, I keep sniffing into the mic.
You need Kleenex?
I should be fine.
Okay.
I should be fine. Yep.
What was I saying? So I heard about it a year ago, and I just saw it again on... I believe it was either Instagram or Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it was like it's year reunion or something. Excuse me. But basically what happened was this girl from... Now, guys, tell me if I'm wrong. But it was Switzerland or Sweden. I cannot remember which one.
I don't know this story. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. She got...
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Raped.
Yes.
Okay. I have to bleep that out.
Yep.
R-word. She got R-word. And...
Do you smell
that
the
weed?
Yeah, I smell it too.
My neighbors are smoking. It's okay. It's legal here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wow, it stinks.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Okay, we'll be done here in a minute.
Sheesh.
Holy cow. Do you want some Sprite?
Yeah, I do, because that's... They're probably right next to us.
Yeah, you can finish it. Anyways, so... I think I'm getting high. So, basically, she got R-worded. Mm-hmm. And she ended up hanging him. She hung him in the woods, and her boyfriend helped. And they got sentenced to...
Wow.
They got sentenced to jail. They went to jail for it.
Even though he did that to
her? Even though he did it. I'm 90% sure. Unless they were still...
See,
because when I read
terrible.
It...
That's... Like, from my perspective, that's just terrible on both ends.
Right. Well, when
like
I read
how would
it...
you ever... Like, would they just both... Like, if he were still alive.
Right.
Would he also get jail time? Would they both get jail time?
So if she tried to kill him, if she tried to murder him,
mm-hmm.
and failed, would they both go to jail?
I don't know.
Or would they take the highest crime?
I would say both.
I would think both.
I would think both. I would hope
but,
both.
But think about it. It is self-defense. Even
true.
I'm not sure what the time frame is. I really
didn't think about that. Or
yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's self-defense.
Careful. No, I mean careful.
So,
sheesh. God, that is strong.
All right, we'll get out of here. But yeah, I think it was technically self-defense. When I read
sheesh.
It.
Was it on, like, the news? Like, our news?
No. But when I read it, because it came up a year ago on, it came up a year ago on TikTok, and so I read up about it, I read up on it, but it smells like a straight skunk.
It actually does.
That actually makes me wonder if that's not weed. I wonder if there's a skunk outside.
I like Sprite.
Because it's not. It doesn't smell like weed anymore. It doesn't smell like weed anymore.
Like skunk. Like an actual skunk.
Yeah, because you can tell the difference a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not as...
Well, it should... Weeds, I feel like
weed's
if it
a little less nose.
And it...
Like...
Piercing.
Like, you can tell.
And this is, like, pungent.
This
like
is
it's
pungent.
Pungent.
Like, it's right in the room.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like, lingering. It's not like it's going away after, like, the wind or whatever.
Right.
It's, like,
it's sticking around.
I think that's an actual...
But anyways. Yeah, so when I read up on it, they were going to trial. So I'm pretty sure she... Either she got probation
so you don't,
or
you
something.
Don't actually know.
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure because obviously their stuff up there is different than
mm-hmm.
America's.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure they got
convicted
of a crime and are in jail. But we can look it up and get back to it.
Yeah, yeah. You could.
I mean, this is not a murder podcast. So
no.
It's not a crime podcast.
More, we should do a crime episode.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Go over some
conspiracy
crimes.
Theories one and then
ooh,
a crime one.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be fun.
That would
we
be
can
fun.
Do them both in the same episode.
Or we could split them into two episodes.
We could.
Because we end up going long anyway. So
we always end up going
yep.
long. We're 15 minutes over right now.
Yep. we gotta end it because my nostrils cannot handle the stench anymore.
I think my nose hairs are actually singeing. They're singeing. Like this.
If you're not watching the video, then.
So, again, if you guys haven't seen my TikTok, I'm sorry. We'll get out of here in a second.
No, you're good.
The video versions have not been working very well. Our last episode video version actually
completely failed.
Didn't work at all because my phone died. Because I'm still using my phone to record. Cause it's just easier right now.
And it's still pretty good quality.
It's very good quality. It's an iPhone 15 Pro. It's 4K. So there's last episode's audio only. Dometric episode, still working on it. Mm-hmm. Still trying to get that video out there. This you will see online. I'm praying. Cause it's still going, so we'll be good.
Should be good.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. You have anything else to add at the end?
I do not. Just that my nose, our hairs are burning.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get out of here.
All right, see you guys.
Appreciate you guys for listening. Have a good one.
Bye.